Welcome back. This is Alexis Dabney, and we are continuing our conversation with Bill Poston, the managing partner of Calypso and the leader of the firm's portfolio and pipeline management practice. We are talking about practical portfolio management. In the last edition of this series, you mentioned dividing the innovation portfolio into priority quartiles or quintiles. Most illustrations that I have seen show a rank-ordered list. What's wrong with force ranking all projects in the portfolio?
Prioritization of projects in the innovation portfolio is hard enough without dedicating the portfolio management team's time to arguing the relative merits of Project 63 versus Project 64. It just doesn't really matter. I have also seen organizations that fall back and say, well, let's just force rank the top 10 projects in our portfolio. While this may feel good, in practice, it provides us with very little useful information. In a portfolio with dozens of projects, we're going to assume that all of the top 10 are very important.
So are you saying that force ranking has no place in this process?
No, I think force ranking does have a place. It may be somewhat counterintuitive, but force ranking may be necessary in your lower priority segments rather than your higher priority segments. This is because that is where you'll begin to run out of resources and need to make specific decisions comparing one project to another. It's really only necessary to force rank projects within the quartile or quintile that contains that resource cut line. Other than that, force ranking is usually a waste of time and energy.
Well, thanks, Bill. We'll continue this conversation with another tip in the next edition of Practical Portfolio Management with Bill Poston.